This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. You can find him at Josh The Athletic on X. And Josh, appreciate you hanging out with us. I know it's been a busy 24-plus hours for you. I guess the best place to start, just – anything take you by surprise yesterday? Which roster move, be it somebody being on the 53 or not being on the 53, did you think, I didn't see that one coming?
Well, the more I sort of marinate on this initial list, and I think we need to underline the word initial because, you know, there's going to be tinkering. But five defensive linemen surprises me. I'm surprised that Kentavious Street is not on this roster. I have had concerns, especially when you've got Taquan Graham, who's, you know, IR with the designation to return, but that means he's going to miss at least four games. I've had concerns all fall about how this team is going to defend the run, and those concerns are not alleviated by the five players I see on this defensive line roster. I thought they'd carry just more defensive linemen. For one thing, Nate Ollie, their new defensive line coach, has told his guys, I expect you to play as hard as you can every snap. And my part of that deal to you is I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you don't play more than four snaps in a row. So you go out there and you give me four snaps to everything you got. And we're just going to roll guys all day. We're going to play in waves. Well, you know, these are small waves. This is a five man group. You know, I just worry about the numbers there. I worry about defending the run. That for me is the one that I woke up this morning thinking, you know, that seems odd.
Well, I'm going to move over to the offense for a second, Josh. Last year, we had three quarterbacks on the roster, now just two. What do you kind of expect to happen with Easton Stick?
My guess is Easton Stick clears waivers and becomes this team's practice squad quarterback. A third quarterback is a luxury to me. I think less than half the teams are doing it this year. Obviously, if you carry that third quarterback on the 53-man, you can bring him to game day and suit him up as an emergency quarterback. If you get to your third quarterback in a game, you know, I'm not sure you're in a great position anyway. And with all the question marks that the Falcons had at wide receiver, I mean, you got to carry seven wide receivers because you're not 100% sure how much you can get from Darnell Mooney early. Stuff like that. They carried an extra cornerback, another cornerback than I thought they would. I thought Natron Brooks would be a practice squad guy, but he's on the active roster. So an offensive line, you're going to have some wiggle room there because of McGarry and Norton. So that 53rd spot on the active roster just becomes too valuable to use it on an emergency quarterback.
Josh, they've traded a seventh round conditional pick for Michael Jarrell from Seattle to come in and maybe give some tackle depth. Kind of a two-part question is, do you think they're going to go out and get more help for the interior of this line, maybe a guy that can do the center and the guard work? And also, who's going to be the casualty of this 53-man initial roster for Jarrell to get here? Is it Jack Nelson or?
I think that they're going to go get another offensive lineman, but I think it's going to be a tackle. If you look at these eight guys on here, Gwynn and Hinton are your backups in the middle, your center guard reserve. And Jack Nelson right now is your swing tackle. If somebody twists an ankle right now, Jack Nelson's going in the game. I don't think that's great. I think the Falcons like his development, but this guy's a seventh-round rookie. I think they're going to add a tackle above and beyond Michael Jarrell. Jarrell's a guy who had a ton of upside coming into the league, basketball player first, got good feet, but needed to add weight and strength. He's in the process of doing that, but I think he's more of a developmental type guy as well. I expect the Falcons to try to go get a more proven tackle, whether it is somebody that they think will take the job from Elijah Wilkinson or somebody that they will just feel a little bit easier about throwing into the game if they have to on a Sunday.
Yeah, hanging out with Josh Kendall, beat writer for the Falcons for the Athletic. Josh, you mentioned the corners. You thought they kept one more corner than you thought they would. I'm with you on that one. I thought they would let go to Clark Phillips. I thought Natron Brooks would be part of it. But flipping over to the other side, the wide receivers across from them, kept seven wide receivers. I didn't see that happening either. I think at the end, I thought, okay, we haven't seen Jamal Agnew all preseason. What are your thoughts on Agnew making this team so far? And were you shocked to see seven wide receivers be kept on the roster?
No, not under the circumstance. My projection had them keeping seven, and I don't think that'll last very long into the season. I think by week two or three, they'll be back down to six wide receivers on the 53-man. I think Agnew was almost always going to make this team because of his return ability. They feel like he gives them something in the return game. Their special teams overall were really bad last year. I think you see a lot of spots on this roster where they have, you know, that has impacted this 53-man roster with some of the guys who have been kept, like Mike Ford, like Felipe Franks, like Josh Woods and J.D. Bertrand. I didn't think both of them would make the roster. So I think that once they see how much work Darnell Mooney can carry, they'll be able to drop back down to six. But for now, without knowing for 100% he's going to play week one or that he can play all the snaps they want him to play, they need that extra guy.
Well, we know this is the initial roster list. Like you said, some tinkering is going to happen. Do you think this is, though, the roster for week one?
No, I think that there'll be a change at tackle. If nothing else, I think depending on, I'd be interested to see the practice squad and how that works. I could see, I think Kentavious Street, maybe I'm just all alone on Kentavious Street, but I think the guy can play. I think he's a helpful snap guy in the middle of your defensive line. If he clears waivers, I would expect him to be back on the practice squad. And then you get into the elevations on game day. So you've got this 53-man, but we see so much now with the new rules that you're elevating guys for game day. So I think that wouldn't be surprised if on September 7th, whether it be the 53-man or an elevation, there are more defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen available to them.
Now, you're not alone, Josh.
For sure.
I thought Kentavious Street was going to be on here. I know that they love Laquell London, and he's played well, but I thought Kentavious Street – because he gained, I don't know what you thought, but it looked like he gained like 25 pounds. He was bigger than he's been the last few years. I thought he was going to be kind of a space eater type guy in the middle. But so I was surprised as well. I'm also a little bit surprised that Carlos, I know that he was injured, but that Carlos Washington didn't make the roster. Now that we know Nathan Carter is the guy, what's the role that they kind of want to – are they going to kind of use him and kind of like a little change, complete change up with that 4-3 speed, maybe some like in the passing game a little bit? What do you think his role will be?
I think his role right now is special teams, and maybe because of his speed you can – I haven't seen him work a ton at kickoff return, but I would be interested to see how that looks. But – for me, there is no reason for a running back other than Bijan Robinson or Tyler Allgeier to be on the field, unless barring injury. I don't know that. I know Bijan is a special player. I'm not doubting that at all. I'm really excited. I think he'll be one of the most enjoyable players in the NFL this year. But for my money, it's never a wasted snap when 25 is on the field. So I want him to be out there a lot. So I'm not giving Nathan Carter any of those snaps on offense.
Josh, one of the names we haven't had a chance to hit yet is Khalid Kareem. I think you, along with myself and Bo and everybody else that was out there, saw him getting early snaps earlier in camp. But I think it's one of those situations where you spent two first rounders on edge players at this point, and the roster construction just didn't seem to work out in his favor.
Yeah, I think that he's a guy that I was, you know, that I had my eye on because of run defense. I'll keep hammering that thing. The edges that appear to be high in their rotation, Floyd, Ebiketie, Walker, and Pierce. I have some concerns in each case about those guys setting the edge in the run game consistently. So I thought that there was room for a bigger-bodied run-stuffing edge. We'll see. I mean, you know, they may very well prove me wrong and defend the run great. One of the things that Jeff Ulbrich came to New York frustrated by is he was coaching that Robert Saleh system, four down, a 4-3, and you're lining up four on the line of scrimmage every snap, and you're lining them up in the same place, and you're playing the same way. And he felt like they got gashed in the run game a lot because people were able to scheme against that because it was too predictable. So this group is going to play a lot of three-man fronts, a lot of five-man fronts, you know, some four-man, but not much. So the roster construction and the bodies give them a lot of flexibility. They can give you a lot of different looks, you know, but at some point it's still a physics game. You know, if you've got James Pierce, you know, outweighed by 60 pounds on the edge, that could be trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Josh Kendall joining us here on the morning shift. All right, they got three safeties, Bates, Watts, and Helms. Why is Fuller not on? And I guess the better question is, why only three safeties, Josh?
I'm assuming they feel like Billy Bowman can step back there if they need it. I was surprised by Fuller as well. Fuller and Morgan Fox, guys that they signed, free agents, veterans that they signed in the offseason, who looked like they would be contributors, especially Fox with that contract. Neither one made the team. So you can take that as a positive sign if you're the Falcons, that they have, you know, they are legitimately letting people compete for these jobs and saying, you know, we're just going to keep the best guy regardless of what his contract says. But three safeties, obviously, you know, makes you a little nervous. But so Billy Bowman may have to jump back there at some point.
Well, they will continue to tinker with this roster, Josh. And obviously, I think we all agree that they're probably not done as you head towards week one. So if anybody out there wants to follow along, at Josh the Athletic, he is the Atlanta Falcons beat writer for the Athletic, Josh Kendall. Josh, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
Thanks for having me, gang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.